ready to go here on Rock On Radio.
How you doing today? You look like you came back from the islands.
I do. Yeah. Who said Staten Island? Was that John or Rich?
Rich.
Yes, Staten Island. This is what happens to you when you go on the Outer Bridge Crossing.
You do look tan. You look healthy today.
You think so?
Yes.
I look healthy today?
You look very healthy today.
I have a screaming headache today.
Oh, no.
Screaming.
Well, you still look healthy.
Is that the voices in your head you're talking about?
Oh, they could be. They scream at me all the time.
Rock on, Danny. Rock on. Do well, Danny. Do well. Rock on.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Well, if you want to reach out to us tonight, you can do so by calling us at 609-460-4673. Or how else?
You have your Twitter page.
I do.
Which is Rock On Radio, all capital letters.
All one word, all caps. And our Facebook page, Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2, the number 2. We have, I have a couple of quick, actually several things I want to say before we introduce our guests tonight who are waiting patiently for us over there. Look at them, patiently. They've got patient all over their face.
They do.
I see that. I have to say several things, first of all. Tonight, we're expecting a special phone caller in the 8 o'clock hour. Rich, they are making their debut at the Cutting Room.
Oh, very nice.
All the way from Ohio to play the Cutting Room.
Okay, nice.
So we're expecting a call from Tom Freechin around 8 p.m., and then we'll play one of his tunes thereafter.
right I now. Love the Cutting Room. It's
Me
a great
too.
Room.
That's a great sounding room and a great sounding stage.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, Rich. I've never played there.
But you've been there.
Did I mention it?
You've been there.
Actually, I've seen you there. I've seen Ellen Foley there.
Yes.
I've seen Edgar Winter there.
Oh, okay.
It's just great, you know.
Yeah, it's great.
A great sounding room.
Yeah.
You know, we could do it like The Price is Right and then call you up on the stage and start doing a bidding.
Oh, that hurts. That just hurts.
Well, Danny, you're a great drummer. There's
that's
no
cold.
Reason why.
Well, that's
but
how we get through.
I saw you play some places past couple days or last weekend.
I had a gig yesterday.
Yesterday.
Actually, I had a gig, a private party.
I saw that.
Ooh, out in Chesterfield.
It looked wonderful, the pictures.
It was the home of a landscaper.
Oh,
so
that explains. It was lovely.
Yeah, this guy had a gazebo that had overhead doors.
Wow.
It was that big. I'm not kidding you. It had overhead roll-up doors.
Wow.
I saw the pool.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
Did you land up in the pool after the gig?
No.
During the gig.
I almost drove my car into the gig. Oh, wait a minute. I don't have a car. Oh, sorry.
Good food, like barbecue, or what was it?
They had a catering.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, all the food and booze you could eat and drink. And all
oh.
That. So, anyway. So, that was yesterday.
All right.
It was a good day.
Okay.
Next week, I want to make an announcement. Next week, you want to tune in next Sunday as well, because we will be giving away a 4-pack meet and greet with the Dead Daisies for August 16th at the House of Independence in Asbury Park.
All right.
Oh, very nice.
Very good.
We will be giving away 4 tickets, a meet and greet, and the show.
So. That's fun. That's a lot of
That's
fun.
Right. That'll be next week. John Karabi, I look for my piece this coming Thursday in New Jersey Stage with John Karabi, who was the lead singer of the Dead Daisies. He is perhaps better known for taking the place of Vince Neil in Motley Crue.
Yes.
For a tour when Vince decided to quit. So, yeah, we'll be giving away a meet and greet with them next week. And third... And I feel I need to say this because if you're a first-time listener or you're just tuning into this program, this is perhaps the most unique music talk live performance conglomeration one may ever hear or see at times. On Rock On Radio, I've been doing this for over 8.5 years, and on Rock On Radio, I designed the program... or lack of designed the program, I would say, to be very informal. I realized with the huge amount of musicians in this world that, I mean, every one of us at this table is a musician. Every one of us. We have our guests, Karen and Artie, of Blacklight Circle.
Yay! Yeah.
hey guys. we have John, our engineer, is a guitar player. The John. M Cubed is a bass player.
Oh,
Rich Shalanda is a guitar player. Ooh. Marianne is a vocalist, and I'm a drummer.
A drummer.
And we got a whole band.
And a percussionist.
And a percussion guy. That's right, Latin percussion guy. So often, though, you see and you hear musicians, and you'll hear them for 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there, on, like, you know, a major FM conglomerate, or maybe on a snippet on television or whatever. I designed this program as if I just met you at a backyard barbecue.
Right.
And so many times you talk to people, and also, oh, you'll hear them say something, or overhear them say something, and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute, I was at that show, or you know him? I know him. I jam with him. And then the ball just kind of rolls. And I find that people enjoy talking about themselves when you let them.
Yes.
So that being said, if you're tuning into this program and expecting 2 hours of Blacklight Circle music, you might as well just turn it off now. If you're going to tune into this program and expect to hear a song every 3 minutes, turn it off now. What I'm telling you is that you're going to find out stuff about Karen and Artie that they want to divulge to us, and they are going to perform live probably once every 20 minutes or so here on Rock On Radio. And that's the way this show goes.
I like it.
It's unscripted, unrehearsed.
Yeah. It's unscripted, it's unrehearsed, and if there's anybody out there that is unhappy with it, I'm truly sorry. If you like what you hear, tell everybody. If you don't like what you hear, please message me on Facebook, either at Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio 2 or email rockonradio1460@hotmail.com.
You know what I like about your show?
My shirt?
Well, I like your shirt today. You do. You look like you're from the islands. I love it.
I know.
We should do a salsa.
I should.
You should. Mm. Did you bring your percussion?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. But you know what I like about your show, honestly?
What's that?
Is that you get to learn about the artist.
Well,
you know?
Isn't that something? Because there's more to the artist than just being an artist or right. just their music. You get to know about them. How cool is that?
That's what it's about. Yeah? Shooting for, right. Yeah. You know, like you didn't know that the M Cubed was a
bass player.
Was a bass player.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
I know.
We didn't know last week that Bruce Tunkel had an autistic child
no.
and that he liked to cook. You know, these things come out.
But that's important.
Right. That's what we're going to do. We're going to torture Artie and Karen until they tell us everything we want to know.
Or they won't leave today.
They won't leave. So, again, if you want to call us tonight, you can do so at 609-460-4673. And we will be glad to entertain any callers with questions or comments and so on and so forth. So that's that.
Yes.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, that's it.
That's yes. it? You're good?
You're done. Wow. Thank you for that.
No, but you know what I really think is really should be mentioned? That you've been doing Rock On Radio for 8 years for a platform for indie artists. You're always there plugging indie artists, not only on your show, but in all of your writings and everything that you do. And even on your timeline on Facebook, you allow people to, you know, post things and you post their events and things like that. And
yeah, it's like 8 years, 24 hours a day.
Rock On Radio. You know. But you've always been there. I told you before, you're the guy that never sleeps.
That's true.
You sound like Mario. That's what Mario says to me last night after the gig, because Mario's the guitar player in the band that I'm in. And he's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to go home. He says, will you go home and go to sleep? Just go to sleep. Please, go to sleep.
Yeah, you don't sleep. You're up.
Because you're writing an article or you're looking
yeah,
for an interview.
I have little time. I know.
So let's give it up for Danny. 8 years.
8 years.
Relentless. One of the hardest working men in show business.
I got a headache now. I got to get rid of this headache. So, you know what? More wine. That will get rid of the headache. But our guests tonight are Karen and Artie of Blacklight Circle. So hello, guys. How are you?
Danny. How's it going?
Karen and I were just remarking on the steps on our way in. We haven't seen you since the Martin Barr concert.
That's right.
Last year in Woodbridge.
Yeah. Martin Barr, yeah.
See, you guys,
I remember that.
You should have messaged me and told me you were there, because I had a meet and greet. I could have brought anybody I wanted in. Could have hung out with Martin backstage. Such a cool guy.
Cool.
And
yeah.
his wife is such a sweetheart.
Aww.
You know, Right before he went on stage, I don't know if you noticed or not, Martin Barr. Martin Barr, of course, the legendary guitarist with Jethro Tull forever, you know. Martin, right before he went on stage, he walked up to the microphone, and while the mayor of Woodbridge was introducing, all of a sudden he turned around and he looked and he walked off stage. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
No, we got there a little bit late, yeah.
He come all the way over to the merch table, and he says to me, "What do I owe you for that glass of wine from my wife? I don't have my wallet, but if you can come see me after the show, and I'll pay."
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, "Martin, don't worry about it. It was, wow. It's good. We're good. You know, was it even the right kind?" But that's just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah.
It was a great guy, so it was good to see you guys.
It was a really
there.
Good concert, too. That was,
yeah. That was amazing to watch. We barely made it there, too.
Yeah, we got there pretty late. Yeah.
Unbelievable ride. I was like...
Yeah.
It was. I was having a meltdown all the way there.
Yeah, pretty much. We came
all the way from Denville, and the roads that you have to take to get there, holy cow.
Is that where you're calling home these days, Denville?
Denville, yeah.
Denville.
Denville, New Jersey.
Who was just on here talking about Denville? Mayor?
I don't remember. Somebody was.
Was it Tunkel? Is that where he was from, too?
No, Denville? He was from Branchburg or something like that.
Okay. Denville.
I think Bruce was from Linden.
Linden.
Well, he was originally.
Linden, okay. So Denville, huh? So, all right. The first time you guys were on Rock on Radio was either you were just about to or had just opened for our good boy Steve Keller, our buddy, for Ripped.
That's right.
Right, yeah. Good for me and Steve go way back. I used to be in Ripped.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I played bass for them.
No kidding.
Yeah, years and years ago we go back, yeah.
You're out of control.
Yeah. That's what we did. So me and Steve go way back.
Okay, well, what did you... I think when the last time we talked, you had one or two discs out?
We had
one CD.
One.
We just completed it that night.
The first one.
Just out, yeah.
And now you're like...
We went on.
Now you're like cockroaches. You're like prolific producers. Now you've got like four.
We're on our fourth one. Yeah. No, we don't. We're on our fourth one. Magical Matches.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be out by the end of August, but it doesn't look like it's... You know, it's going to be a little bit late.
We might pull it out of the hat. Who knows?
Yeah.
What's holding it up?
Just time going back and forth. We have all the material. It's just a question of, you know, laying down the tracks and then always, you know, mixing and mastering and all that good stuff. But we got all the artwork. Everything else is in the can. So it's ready. It's actually up online. We have everything on our site. The picture. You can see the artwork. We got one song that we released off of the record, so you can hear one song from it.
Lost in Place.
And that's okay in these days, releasing one song.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Sure.
Nobody, it's all digital anyway. That's generally how we do it. As we get the songs, we put them up. And when we get to our 7 or 27 minutes constituting an LP, it's an album.
What is that site that they can find it on?
Reverb Nation. You got to be a member of Reverb Nation. Or you can just go to Blacklight Circle.
Okay.
And blacklightcircle.com, and that's us, and you can find all our social media on that. SoundCloud, Facebook, like us on Facebook. You can always see what we're up to, and the latest things always get posted to our Facebook page, Blacklight Circle.
Okay.
So, easy to find.
Well, yes, and... No.
We're the only ones.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
when I last left
here
you.
Here it comes.
When I last left you, I told you, Karen, I was going to ask you. When I last left you, you were Blacklight Circle.
Right.
A week later, you were White Light Circle.
Right.
I have nothing.
And then, a month later, you were something else.
No, we went back to Blacklight Circle.
We were even thinking of doing Gray Light Circle.
Yeah.
So we had it all
covered.
Well,
it's like I said, it's
but, yeah,
depends
we have
on the
that
mood
name, too. We use, we have White Light Circle.
Your Twitter's White Light Circle.
I know, that's hard to change over.
And we have Blacklight Circle. We were originally Blacklight Circle. We had a little bit of a conflict with somebody that had almost the exact same name, Blacklight Circle. It was something a little different on Facebook. And I was like, oh, you know what? And lo and behold, White Light Circle was like wide open. And I was like, oh, that has a lot of, you know, connotations to it. So we switched over to White Light Circle, and then
I was like, all right, then we were both, and now we go by Blacklight Circle exclusively now, but yeah, we still hold that name.
You do know, Artie, that that makes it difficult to keep track of you guys, right?
Well, it's like that game when you were little, 1, 2, 3,
well,
red
trying
light.
A
Huckle Buckle Beanstalk.
Well, unless people
oh, wait,
bring
that's your
it
bass
up,
player.
Danny.
No.
I mean, unless people bring it up, yeah.
No,
but,
no, no, we're Blacklight Circle.
Blacklight Circle.
Yeah, that was, a bit, that was a running joke with Stephen.
Yeah, yeah, he loves it. We
oh,
get
yes,
a lot
does.
Of mileage
oh,
out of
oh, and
that,
can
actually.
I say, give a shout out. Today is Steve Keller's birthday.
He
happy
it is.
Birthday,
happy
Steve.
Birthday, Steve.
That's right, to Keller.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I think he works late nights now.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So. Maybe, you know, if you put it on one of your Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we shot it up.
Be able to see it. So, good. All right, so.
Those guys.
So how do you two get together? How does this happen? How does Blacklight Circle come to be?
Oh, man, we started out being a cover band. I had I used to do acoustic, you know, covers. I had a duo back, you know, 5 years ago or so.
Okay.
And Karen would come out to, you know, to see us play and stuff. And we just started talking about music. And she mentioned that she sang and she played. And I was like, wow, that's great. Come up and play. And she did. And it just went from there. I was like, wow, this is great. And it kind of like my other partner fell away. And Karen came in and picked up the slack. And we went out and we did covers. And for a long time, you know, like Eagles, the usual crap you hear in bars that people but I'm not saying that the Eagles are crap by any means, but you know, the basic, you know, acoustic stuff that you hear. And we started writing our own stuff and put out a CD. And we just went from there. We had a lot of our musical tastes are very similar.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of a lot in common as far as you know, musical musical influences.
Sure.
You know, the early 70s. We loved the acoustic stuff. All the
we grew up in the same town too. We should say.
Yeah,
which was where
Wayne.
Yeah,
Wayne.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so
guys,
I mean,
have never
we
been
really
the same
know, I mean,
ever
that's
since.
How we were friends, but yeah, she was like, oh, cool, you know, and we got back together, and yeah, but we knew each other in high school.
Wow,
yeah.
Man,
we're not even going to say that year. But.
Wow, I was going to say, man, Karen, he's old.
I'm only a year younger than him, Danny.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, his birthday, I should say, is this coming
See,
Friday.
I'm trying to help the woman out, Mayor. I'm trying to help her out.
Now, I'm honest. I'm honest.
I'm honest.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm a year younger than him, and Artie's birthday is this coming Friday.
Artie!
Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Keller can, like, go drinking or something.
Like a lot of Leos.
Keller's such a busy guy. You
see,
can't
I'm August 23rd. I'm a Virgo. I escaped the whole Leo thing.
Oh,
by a day and a half.
And your birthday is this month.
Yeah, August 23rd.
Oh, we should just have
a party.
A massive
birthday.
Party.
A lot of
well,
birthdays
we got some
this
beer
month.
Over there, yeah.
We should. We should have it here, John.
Partying.
Yeah, you're welcome to it.
What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
There you go. The engineer approves.
Good.
It's Barbie approved.
Yep. There you go.
So, all right. So you guys get together, you start making music. Now, how do you decide you want to do originals?
Well, I mean, that was just a natural trend. I mean, every time when we would get together, when we'd practice, I already had a ton of originals from my last band that I was in, Proto Avis. Mm-hmm. Which disbanded. And then the band before that, I was in a ton of original bands. And I kind of inherited those bands. And I was like the last man standing. It never fails. And so I inherit the band. I inherit the, you know, some people, it's incredible. So I own all these bands. I own all these songs. Plus, just sitting and playing guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, songs just, you know, things just, you start playing chords, you'll start singing over them. Oh, yeah, that's good. You know, you whip out the cell phone and quick record that. And you just get all these ideas. And then, you know, you'd work them up into songs. And mm-hmm. then you'd put them on the, you know, on your Logic or your GarageBand or whatever I have at hand. And or that's not usually what I record in.
What do you use?
I use a Tascam DP32, which is a great unit. And then I also use Adobe Audition for mastering and mixing too. And now I use Logic on the Apple. I just use Logic Pro X for all the stuff.
For all your stuff.
So
right.
Yeah, and I use a Presonus interface and just easy, light. You know, fits in a laptop bag and
fits in a shoebox.
Yeah, technology. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know,
you can.
Now, Mr. Shalanda.
Yes.
You've just heard his recording.
I did.
Set up.
Yes. Nice.
John got excited when he heard it.
See? Oh, okay.
I thought Trish was here.
We're dropping. That's nice, yeah.
He has his own home studio, Mr. Shalanda.
Nice. I do. I do. It's gotten smaller and smaller through the years. You know, some gear went to pay the mortgage. Boards,
yes.
Boards changed.
Oh, I know how that goes.
And I used to have a real big analog and digital place that was just great. But you know, on a kitchen table, with a MacBook Pro and a big screen and Pro Tools, you can get a lot of stuff done, and it sounds just as good, if not better. And having all the gear all over the place.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know, so. The Williams boy.
You know,
I knew that.
Yeah, it's really true. Though,
the know. Williams boy recorded a tune on his way to the last appearance on this show. He recorded a tune on his GarageBand app on his phone.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, and,
no, and it was airworthy.
No, it's amazing. No,
it's amazing. And you know what? The people, the listeners, the fans are really receptive to that rawness these days. They don't care about a big studio $1 million production with background singers and this and all these big names mixing and stuff. They want to hear the heart and soul of an artist and get to see what's them that way. And I'm sure about that, you know. So, you know, you can't do it completely like crap, but you have to kind of
sure.
Like, once you're in that mentality of just recording the real essence and really capturing yourself. Mm-hmm. I remember back in the old days, we used to do demos, right? And then shop the demos for a record deal. Mm-hmm. And then when the record, we tried to recapture the magic on the demo, and we could never find that magic. You know, we spent $1 million going into big studios trying to recapture it, and it sounded like I don't know, paste it on, you know,
right? It's funny. You should say it. Stevie Nicks says that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She has all these demos, and the people end up liking her demos that she'd give people better than, like, when she goes into the studio and brings all these, you know, monster heavy hitters in, and it's like, where is that energy, you know? It's like she talks about that.
Yeah.
Neil Young, too.
Have I ever told you that? I know I've told it on air. I might have told it on air, that story about Don Felder and Joe Walsh.
No.
I've been lucky enough to talk to Felder several times.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
I met him last year.
And great guy, Don Felder, right? And the first time I ever interviewed him, he was telling me the story about the lead at the end of Hotel California.
Huh.
He said they had done that just screwing around in his living room, and it was on like a cassette tape or something. It wasn't even, you know. And... Or maybe a small reel-to-reel, like you know, a small, you know, and several months later, they were in L.A. or wherever it was, recording Hotel California. So it's the end of the tune, and they got to that song, and Glenn Frey steps out, and he's like, "What are you guys doing? Where's that one you did at your house at the time?"
Oh.
He's like, they're like, "What are you talking about? No, that lead, that's what, that where you two were, we need that." Huh. What are you talking? Fortunately, it happened to be on a day that Felder's cleaning lady was at his home and at the same time. So he reaches out to her via the phone, tells her exactly where the tape is, has her FedEx the thing overnight to the recording studio, and that's the take that's on Hotel California.
That's amazing.
I did not know that.
That's a great story, man.
Yeah. There's so many funny stories at Hotel California. The record company thought they were nuts with that whole song. And lo and behold, it was
huge.
The epic song of, you know, one of the epic songs of all times. But they were like, what are you crazy? You know, it's too long, and we're jamming out at the end. No, that's no good.
Who was the guy that was in charge of the Rolling Stone back then? He wanted nothing to do with that album. said, forget it. This is not going anywhere. And then they wound up like being the number one selling
album. Yeah, a lot of people said they got a lot of flack from the record company. And you know, it's like the Mexican, you know, it's not like one of these nights or Take It to the Limit or, you know, what are you doing? Is it
right.
Mexican?
Now, who
the Latin
know?
Flavor. Yeah, yeah, never going to go.
Have you beautiful. Ever been on a Rolling Stone? Have you ever been in a Rolling Stone? Did they ever do any articles on you?
No.
Or the bands? Or
no, never in Rolling Stone. No.
Wow, we got that in common. You and I.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a very large club.
Is there anybody in here who's ever been on the cover of Rolling Stone?
I never. I think when I was in Fire Ballet.
I was about to start singing.
I think when I was in Fire Ballet, maybe they would have. I know there was Billboard stuff and all that stuff.
Right.
When you're with a record company, they pay for all those things.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they do.
Well, they used to.
They used to.
And now they want to borrow the money from you, then charge you.
Right.
They charge you interest. Right, John?
What was it? Absolutely.
Well, with big rock singers, we got golden fingers everywhere we go.
I remember. You know,
Dr. Hook.
You mentioned Vince Neil once to me. But this
That's
guy
the beginning of the show, yeah. And,
so I was in Arlington, Texas, at the Fantasy Ranch, in a trailer with Vince Neil and LaToya Jackson when she was changing her pants.
Nice.
There's a story to be told.
And
just saying, you know.
Why were you at this blessed event?
Well, you want me? Well, I was young. I needed the money first.
So I need to know.
Is that right there? But,
oh.
No. What the truth of the matter is that...
He's beat red. I'm
red and I was there.
I'm laughing.
Well, the truth was is that I got hired by Playboy to do music for Playboy. And LaToya Jackson was with Playboy. And the relationship grew with her and her husband, Jack Gordon, at the time. And, you know, they're just wacky people. And she started doing LaToya Jackson's exotic dance tours. And I wrote music for those, too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and I just kind of traveled around with her just to have fun with the husband and stuff like that.
You should have seen Shalanda's costume.
No. And then it gets a lot deeper than that, but I'll stop it right there.
So I want to know the truth, because for a lot of times, I thought that LaToya and Michael...
We're
the same person.
Yeah.
Because they look alike.
Yeah. You know?
Interesting thing. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
So.
No. They're not the same person.
Okay.
Nope, they're not the same person.
Because you've seen her without her pants.
I have.
Okay.
I haven't seen him without his pants.
Okay.
So I can't be sure 100%. Thank you, Lucky. I can't be 100% sure on that, though.
Well,
that made no any sense at all.
Did she have equipment?
Kind of on top.
Oh. Oh, Lord.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. Was there a stem on the apple, Rich?
Oh.
No. I think it's time for a commercial.
I think so.
All right, if you're just tuning in.
Was there a stem on the apple?
This is Rock On Radio. I am your host, Danny Coleman.
I am your co-host, Marianne Costello.
And our guests tonight are Artie and Karen of Black Light Circle. And we're going to have some music from them when we come back from this commercial break. Oh, I have a big announcement there, too.
I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Catering.
And I'm Laura Mangone from Chambers Walk Cafe and Catering.
And we'd like you to join us on Food for Thought, where what do we talk about, Laura? We talk about restaurants, we talk about
pet
recipes,
pet peeves,
bitchy hostesses.
All sorts of food-related items.
All sorts of
Tune
food
in.
Stuff, and sometimes not so much food stuff. We go off on segues, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Absolutely.
So join us on Food for Thought.
PANJRadio.com, 1 o'clock weekdays.
PANJ Radio serves the Delaware River towns of Lambertville, New Jersey, and New Hope, Pennsylvania, as well as surrounding counties Bucks, Hunterdon, and Mercer. Now, there's a great new app for your smartphone to help you get the best deals in Lambertville and New Hope, including restaurant discounts, plus a handy directory of everything happening here, a calendar of events like live musical performances and gallery openings, and listings on everything from where to get the best pizza to the best parking spot. You can download the app for free in no time by searching for Lambertville New Hope on your smartphone's app page. But there's more. Got a business you'd like advertised on the app? Have we got a deal for you? Just go to lnhapp.com, click Choose Your Plan, then submit coupon code PANJRADIO. Our code will save you the $39.99 setup charge. Once again, go to www.lnhapp.com and click the Choose Your Plan, then add the coupon code PANJRADIO to save the $39.99 setup charge on your business listing. The cost to promote your business on the LNH app is just $9.99 per month or $100 for the entire year. And remember, downloading and using the app is absolutely free. And by using the PANJRADIO code, you pay no setup charge. It's our way of thanking you for listening to PANJ Radio, your Delaware River Town's community radio station.
All right, we are back here on Rock On Radio, live on PANJ Radio in beautiful downtown Lambertville, New Jersey. This time of the year, it's always nice to see the sunset on the river as you walk beautiful. Across there. Yeah, it's gorgeous. So our guests this evening are Vince Neil and LaToya Jackson. sorry. I got lost in that conversation. Artie and Karen of Black Light Circle are here with us, Mayor.
Yes, they are.
And what are you guys going to do for us right now?
You know what I like? They're ready to play live music. They're all set up and ready to go.
They just wanted out of that conversation.
We're going to do a drawing on tomorrow. It's off of mythical creatures.
I can't talk.
I have to go right. Mythical Creatures, that's our third CD, and this is the title, the first track off of Mythical Creatures.
And it's called?
Drawing on Tomorrow.
Drawing on Tomorrow.
Yeah. We all set?
We are.
All right. One, two, three, four.
It's all about the need. so-called land of plenty. Sister round by greed. Tomorrow brings. Off the grid now. Need to disappear. Got the know-how. You won't run my life by fear. This is what it's come to. It's all the path of need. So-called land of plenty. System run by greed.
There we go. Thank you, John. I need as long as you guys are up, you want to do one more?
Sure.
As long as you're up.
Culture Trends.
There you go. We'll let you do another one. If you're just tuning in, this is Rock On Radio. You just heard Black Light Circle live and uncut, unedited, uninterrupted here on PANJ Radio, Rock On Radio, where I and my fabulous co-host, Marian Costello,
who's admiring Karen's guitar strap.
You got the matching bracelet.
I know. I'm admiring that guitar strap.
We're going to talk about that. That's where we endorse them. That's from England.
This is from JCR Originals.
JCR Originals. I'm wearing the t-shirt. They're one of our endorsers.
Nice. I love it.
And they're out of England. So we got that stuff for free.
Wow.
But they're a great company. We'll talk about them.
Yeah, talk about
them. Right. Ling, ling, ling. My favorite subject.
All right. Yeah, it is. All right. This is Culture Trends. This is also off of Mythical Creatures. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. set you free, 'cause there is no doubt, nothing more to say, nothing more to say, nothing more to say.
Circle here on Rock On Radio. All right, why don't you guys make your way back over and we'll talk amongst ourselves why they do.
We do. We have people that are writing in and saying that they really love the sound of Blacklight Circle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They sound great.
Give me a name.
Molly.
Molly. I see that. Okay. Molly really likes Blacklight Circle. Molly's a new fan of the show, I think.
Yes, she is. She's a great supporter.
I know. And I know Teresa is listening out in Cuba, Missouri. Oh, yes, please. If you're serving.
Yes, we are. Thank serving.
Thank you very much. that's the beauty of being on radio.
There you go.
This is the best water I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It is.
Fire. Fire water.
Except who's got the... Who's
are
got
you going to open the man's...
Who's got the water out? Opener?
What the hell? Come on. He's the host. Open his damn beer.
Who's...
Do you love
wow.
Mike? Not
thank
over
you.
The computer.
You believe okay.
Thank you, Karen. I'm telling you, Karen. Whoa.
She's the hostess with the most.
Karen, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Man.
Where's your salsa now and chips?
Salsa and chips?
Yeah.
We would have brought them.
The M-Cube is in charge of the salsa and chips, I thought. You just spent the whole weekend with Santana. Give me a Music Fest report, Mr. Callen.
Oh, yes, please.
There you go.
I am in envy.
That's right. You were in Bethlehem.
I was in Bethlehem Friday night and Saturday, and I got to see and shoot Santana. It was an unbelievable show.
Wow.
It was on my bucket list like forever, and seeing Santana was just spectacular. Nice.
Can he still bring it or what?
Oh, my God, yeah.
He's unbelievable. 7 years old, he plays like a 20-year-old.
Now, I had the opportunity to go with Mr. Tom, but unfortunately circumstances would not permit. I'm sorry I had to miss, yeah. And now, the irony of this beautiful thing is that you will be back at Music Fest.
I'll be back tomorrow night, actually, on the stage in the Steve Danko Lyric Plus, whatever the hell it is.
Steve Danko? No kidding. He's got his own stage?
There's a theater on the north side that I'll be playing at behind Pat Foran.
Okay.
So, 6 o'clock.
Literally behind him or along with him?
Along with him. I'm a bass player.
You're actually playing.
He's actually, yes. Tom Callan is playing Music Fest. The M Cube.
That's a privilege. To me, it's like a big deal. I've been going to Music Fest for quite some time, and actually playing.
Why shouldn't
really
it be?
Cool.
Of course, it's a big deal.
So,
everybody out there listening, that's right. What you all out there listening, you should all go to the M Cube Facebook page. What is it? M Cube.
Better off going to the website, themcubephoto.com.
Okay. Can they leave comments there?
You can jump off to the Facebook page that way, because the Facebook page is a little hard.
Okay, it links to your. This is becoming entirely too complicated for my listeners.
Go to the website. There's links everywhere.
All right, go to what is it?
TheMQPhoto.com.
There you go, and you can tell him that he's worthy of playing Music Fest. We have a phone call. Hello, welcome to Rock On Radio. Who is this?
This is George. I have a two-part sort of statement. First of all, the band sounds great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
And secondly, where's Estelle Massery? You're keeping her from your public, and we're getting very upset over her.
I know where Estelle is, actually, and she is nowhere close to here right now at the moment. Did he hang up?
I think he may have hung up.
Oh, my Lord. George, I guess, is a fan of Estelle's.
George.
Wow. Who was it that said it on my post when we were doing a Facebook Live and I did one. I think it was the night that Estelle came with Kenny and that crew at the Health and Wellness Show.
Yeah.
We got another phone call. It said that I am fortunate enough to surround myself with beautiful women. Maybe that was him.
Maybe.
It could be.
See? Hello. Hello. Welcome to Rock On Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Danny. It's not a beautiful woman. It's Kenny Siegel. How are you?
Kenny.
You heard the name Estelle, and here comes Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. With that flowing head of hair, you could be, possibly a beautiful woman if you wanted to be.
I guess. I don't know. I can try.
You just tongue-tied Kenny Siegel.
I did.
Hey, Kenny.
This is Kenny Siegel.
What's up, man?
Artie, did you ever use snarling dog pedals?
No.
The one with the big foot?
Yeah, no.
No, this is the inventor of snarling dog pedals we're talking to. Kenny Siegel.
If they're probably like beyond my, do they sell them in stores? Yes, they do. I don't even know.
No, what you do actually is you write Kenny and he sends them to you in pieces and you got to put it together.
For free? Because I'll use them if he sends them out for free.
It's got bling on it. What's going on, Kenny Siegel?
I don't know. I was just listening. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
And it also sounds like you guys are having too much fun around there,
Trying.
I don't know why I wasn't called to join in. I don't know.
Because you're always welcome here. But you have to ask Danny first.
He's got his new band called.
You're always welcome, but you got to ask Danny. Kenny, you know you're welcome here anytime you want.
I love you guys. And Danny, what you're doing with all these people on there, it's great. It's a great show. And those guys sounded great tonight.
You did a great show when you were here, Kenny. Mm-hmm. You were great. You and the band were great, and your video and stuff was really great. It still is great.
Well, it's all fun. It's all great. We're going to do some more stuff, and I'm just waiting for Joey to calm down. His summer schedule's a little crazy,
Yep.
And Estelle's been away for a while,
Yes. We know the secret whereabouts of Estelle. We're not telling George.
But you know what? He always, Kenny always thinks that we're always shushing him up. But when he was here, his band was called
Shh.
I don't know. And I seen you posting that on Facebook, Kenny.
Yes, he did.
Kenny Siegel and
So I guess that's the official name?
Oh, that's been the official name. You know, I had a plan from a long time ago. But again, you know, it's I used to say secret project Shh, you know, and everybody just thought I was trying to say Shh because it was a secret project. But no, that was the name of the secret project.
Nice. Well, there you go. All right, Kenny. Yes.
Here you go.
Well, what did Kenny win?
Nothing yet.
Oh,
what?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You can save it for somebody else.
Oh, what are you saying now, Kenny? Our stuff's not good enough for you?
I think he said that. Why don't you come down here, Kenny, and tell Danny to his face that this stuff isn't
good? Yeah, Siegel.
It's a monetary prize. I'll take it.
Now it's good. How about if I give you the world's first official rubber check? It'll bounce. I'll bounce it to you from here. Open your front door. All right, Kenny. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
Sure, guys. We'll
thanks for listening.
Soon, right?
Okay, Kenny.
I hope so. All right. Have Kenny Siegel. One. There you go. This is Rocco Radio. I'm Danny Coleman.
I'm Marianne Costello.
Are you me?
Way to keep up.
He's right on time.
Oh, thanks,
Mr. Shalanda.
Thank you, man.
Now, Blacklight Circle people, Artie and Karen. Mr. Shalanda is an international touring musician. He has toured with, and I noticed that your tunes have gotten a little progressive and grungy since the last time I left you.
Yeah, we had to rock it up a little.
I see. Because last time you guys were kind of, I don't want to say you were folk, but you weren't real, there wasn't that.
Yeah, the acoustic-y type, but we like that stuff. We, you know, there's some acoustic stuff on the new record.
So it's a little change for you now.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right? So you know, Rich is a progressive musician himself. He's performed with Nectar. Fire Ballet, Renaissance. Toured with Renaissance for what?
Man.
3 years, right?
3 years on the road with them.
He's seen LaToya Jackson without her pants. The guy is an official star.
Cool. Yeah.
Right.
I did see her without her pants, didn't I?
See, what'd you think of that material there?
I love it.
Not her pants material.
Oh.
This.
No,
the music.
Not her corduroy.
No, I love it. I love it. It's right to the point. It's
thank you.
Your lyrics are... Well, you tell me about your lyrics. How are you? Who writes the lyrics here? Both of you, or you write the lyrics?
Well, we kind of
Karen writes a lot of them.
Yeah, right? And
because
I'll ask him
I come
ideas.
Up the music stuff. So, and Karen also the music, but she's great at lyrics. She
so
really
you're
is.
You're like you're observing things and you're writing about them, basically. You know, right?
So it's a good combination. Yeah, she's got the lyrics covered a lot of the time, and.
If I get stuck or something, I'll say to him, can you come up with this? What do you think about this? And
Whose name is on the lyrics? Is it your name? So you're the songs and you're the lyrics, or is it just a communal thing? Where
but it's communal.
It's communal. Yeah. We're both.
It's Blacklight Circle because on the record on all the CDs we put all music written and recorded by
Blacklight Circle.
So who comes up with what? To dissect it all up, it gets nuts.
So no, it's crazy. It's really good just to have the vibe and copyright it, and then you're done.
Yeah, that's how U2 does it. It's really, even though, you know, Bono and the Edge are like the main guys, they say all music is by U2 and everybody gets equal.
It's really nice.
And they don't,
you stay together forever.
And exactly.
Way,
nobody feels like, oh, you know, I'm just the.
And what kind of success have they had?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are they?
That's like a formula to model. They did it right. I could
you know what we have to do? We have to take a break because we're expecting a phone call in 4 minutes. So, we'll go to break a little early, John. Is that all right with you?
That's perfectly fine with me.
I want to say thank you to Charles Larita and the Mischief, Charles and Will Sarver, for writing my theme song that you're about to hear when John pumps it in there. At the end of next month, there will be a big announcement coming from Charles Larita about their new EP, and that's good stuff. So we'll be right back. My guests tonight are Blacklight Circle. I'm Danny Coleman. This is Rock On Radio.
I'm Marianne Costello.
609-460-4673.
Your business only gets one chance to make a first impression. That's why Green Birdie Productions offers free re-edits on every high-definition video we create. Our Emmy Award-winning staff and green screen special effects studio guarantee the quality we strive for. It's no wonder most of our business comes from referrals. Green Birdie Productions. Compelling video. Competitive price.
Hi, this is Thomas Johnston of White House Station, New Jersey, singer-songwriter of Irish Americana, and you're listening to PANJRadio.com in beautiful Lambertville, New Jersey, home of indie music, wonderful variety of shows, and great supporters of indie music throughout Hunterdon County and Pennsylvania.
Business only gets one chance to make a first impression. That's why Green Birdie Productions offers free re-edits on every high-definition video we create. Our Emmy Award-winning staff and green screen special effects studio guarantee the quality we strive for. It's no wonder most of our business comes from referrals. Green Birdie Productions. Compelling video. Competitive price.
Welcome back to Rock On Radio, and I now have in my hands the entire Black Lake Circle catalog. We have Colors of Cats, we have Lothlorien, and
Mythical Creatures,
which has yet to be released.
No, that's released.
Oh, that is released.
We got another one called Magical Mattress.
Oh, Magical Mattress.
Yeah, it's a little close.
Mattress.
Woo!
Magical Mattress.
Where was I going with that?
You're just thinking about the erotica tour. Now, stop it.
Oh, okay. Mythical Creatures. Good. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I'm going to wait because we're expecting a phone call, but when we come back, I want to discuss your use of or non-use of a drummer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll discuss that.
You know, something that I kind of take to heart a little bit.
No.
But I'm not going to say anything. Oh, gosh. If you're just tuning in, this is Rock On Radio. I'm Danny Coleman. And right now with us on the phone, I should have Mr. Tom Freechin of the Tom Freechin Band. How are you, sir? Welcome to Rock On Radio. You are live on the air.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
We are not doing as well as you will be this week.
Why not?
Well, because you're going to be at the Cutting Room in New York City.
Oh, I can't wait for this. It's going to be a blast. We've got a sold-out bus coming there with a bunch of friends and fans from Ohio, too.
I know. Coming in from Ohio.
Oh, that's great.
You're invading New York City. And have you ever been to that room? Or have you ever been to New York City?
I drove through there last time we were there. We just played... in Long Island. I think that was about a month ago.
Okay.
We went sightseeing in New York, but sightseeing in New York, if you don't have wings or fins, it's not that fun.
Yeah, it can be an interesting place, but you're going to be at the Cutting Room, which with me here I have Rich Shalanda, who has played the Cutting Room before, and it is a phenomenal venue.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. The sound is great for the house, and the stage is just great. You're going to rock out there, man. Watch.
Yeah. I can't wait. This is like the room of rooms, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Cutting Room. This is it.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Good luck to you, man. Great luck to you.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Tom, it's an intimate venue. It holds, well, I think it's like, holds what, 80 or 90? Is the capacity?
I don't really know.
Maybe 100 at the most.
It's not bad, huh?
But the sound is just
nuts,
unbelievable. It is. I mean, fantastic. It's a nice size stage. It's a beautiful old building.
It looks awesome. I can't wait. I mean, I really can't. It's gonna be a blast. But I saw you. You guys all know the music business, you know, it's like one step forward, 15 steps back.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Step forward, 12 back. You understand something good going on, and all of a sudden you hit a plateau, and then something good happens again.
Well, make sure for this gig that you take a bunch of cell phone pictures and videos and stuff and post them all over the place, because that goes a long way for you with this room, you know. So and you're just going to have a great experience, Tom. Watch.
I really can't wait, man. So especially just New York with the whole vibe of the old rock and roll, you know, just with all the rock, all the history there. That's awesome about it.
So what are we touring to support, Mr. Tom? Tell us about why you're on the road. I know why you're on the road. I have it right in front of me right now. But tell our listeners.
Tell me that. I don't even know why I'm on the road.
I know I'm on the road. I got thrown out. But
living was it down in the van down by the river.
Right. So what? I mean, you know, you are on. Well, you have a. You've been nominated for a Grammy before.
Well, we made the final 50 for Best New Country Act. That was for, it's been so long, TV. That was like three, four years ago. You know, so we made the book for like the final 50. But I knew we wanted to get to the final six, but just to make it that far was really awesome.
Awesome.
So
yeah,
that's
great.
That was for It's Been So Long, TV. That was really cool.
So you've done that.
We also had a number one song on iHeartRadio for Unsigned Artists. With Just You and Me, that was number one for Unsigned Artist, and we had that too.
Great.
And then, you know, every time something happens, you're waiting for the next thing to fall, and all of a sudden it's like, oh man, nothing. You know, it's like you gotta love playing music. If you don't love playing it, then you're in the wrong business. Cause, you know, you gotta love it before you think you're gonna be famous.
Oh sure, you know, you have to enjoy. Well, enjoy playing right. it and just you,
being a songwriter.
Sure, to go out there every night.
The whole project started about, I think, 6 years ago.
Okay.
Six years ago. And what happened was I was painting a guy's house, and the guy said, hey, I got a studio in my basement. Because you should get back into music. I stopped playing music. I was like, I had kids, and I was like, no. And then, so I went and I just wrote, I think the first song is called It's Just You and Me, It's Been So Long, and Everything's All Right. I want to record them. I said, I'm going to go put it up on iHeartRadio website. And from there, I didn't have a band yet. I just recorded the stuff in the studio, me and a couple of studio guys. And so it went, Just You and Me went number one on iHeartRadio for Unsigned Artist. Like, oh, man, this could be awesome. Got the band together. We played some awesome shows, festivals, and fairs, and this stuff, you know, up in the Ohio area. And then we had the Grammy nomination thing, and it just got going out, and then we had the Quarter Mile CD that came out. And then I decided, I was like, you know what, I've been getting burnt out, I'm going to take a little break, the band stopped playing for a while. And then I, you know who Mark is, right?
I was going to say, how did you get hooked up with my good buddy Mark?
So the band was taking a break. My old band seemed to like, you know, everyone went their separate ways. And I was basically telling music until you hear things, blah, 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 blah. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to go back and do some new songs. So I went to the studio and I started writing new music, and I wanted to be a little bit different, so I started writing the stuff. And I seen, you know, on Facebook, your friend, there's all these, you know, musicians or people in music business around the United States, and I seen it was Mark's birthday coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I sent a message, say, happy birthday, Mark. And I hope you like your present, and I attached a new video for Next Red Light. And Mark said, I never got that before in my life. That's pretty cool. And then from there, he went and checked other music out. I said, man, this is pretty cool stuff you have here. Because, you know, it's rock with a country overtone.
Well, I was going to say, I see that according to the press release that Mark sent me, you have your influences were the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and then like George Strait.
Well, you want my biggest, well, I'm into like newer country sound. I like the newer country. I like the Brantley Gilberts, Jason Aldean's. I don't know if you guys listen to country though.
Okay.
I mean, it's more like that rock edge. But I grew up on like the old school stuff of, you know, I'm more like the clad like Kiss, Aerosmith, AC/DC.
Yeah, that's what
but
it
you
says.
Just, you take that writing style, and then you put, you know, Raj is a fiddle player. You put fiddle in there, female vocals, and you know, you just like,
I write
a song, and the way it comes out, the way it comes out.
And you have today's country.
Right.
Which is more like rock and roll. All right, so how can we find you, Mr. Tom? What are your websites and so on and so forth?
www.tomfrichtenband. And then you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter.
And that's FRIETCHEN
Right, like kitchen and bitchin.
Right, F-R-I-E-T-C-H-E-N. Either that or you're, right. Or you're a worried Chinese guy. Yeah. Fret Chin. Fret Chin. There we go.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, I have in front of me, I have five of your tunes.
Awesome.
I have, what do I have? I have, where'd it go? There it is. Come here.
You have Rock and Roll All Night, right?
I have Just You and Me. I have Your Man. I have You Make Me Feel All Right, Next Red Light, and Quarter Mile.
All right.
Now, which one of those would you like me to play right now, live on the air?
I'd say close your eyes and just pick one. I like all of them.
Close your eyes and just pick one. Well,
I'm easy going.
You know what? We will, since you spoke about it, Next Red Light with Mark, right?
Right, because we have Blacklight
here. Yeah, that was one of our
That's right. And because my in-studio guests, say hi to my in-studio guests, Blacklight Circle, Artie and Karen are here tonight.
Hey, how's it going?
Blacklight Circle.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Good. They are waiting patiently for us to finish up the phone call so that I can get back to them. But you are going to be at the Cutting Room August 16th?
10th.
August 10th. August 10th. Oh, your
birthday.
That's like the fourth birthday we talked about tonight. All right, well, happy birthday to you, Mr. Tom.
You get to be 21 again.
Yeah, right. But we are here, and we are going to play. What song did I say we're going to play?
You said Next Red Light.
Next Red Light.
Next Red Light.
Or if you want to, you know, pick the show up a little bit, you can play Just You. You can play You Make Me Feel All Right or something, Love Tempo. You make the call.
Okay. Well, I have Next Red Light queued up. So we're going to go with that. August 10th, the Cutting Room, 8 p.m. Tom Friedrich and Ben making your debut.
Awesome. Are you guys going to be able to show any of this?
You know, I was talking about this with Mark. I have some extenuating circumstances that are preventing me from getting there. But I wish I could be there. I wish you the best of luck. You know what? Who knows? I may wind up showing up anyway.
I think you will.
Oh, you too?
Yes, I do.
Well, my co-host, Mary Ann Costello, says I'm going to be there.
Yes.
All right.
Apparently, she's now got my schedule, too. You got a truck for me, by the way?
Well, do you want to talk to the man in charge or the woman who really knows what's going on?
All right. We're going to play a tune called Next Red Light. It's the Tom Friedrich Band. Look for them this coming Thursday, the 10th, at the Cutting Room, New York City, on 32nd Street. Fantastic room. And we wish you, Tom, we wish you the best of luck here on Rock On Radio.
All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, good luck at the Cutting Room, and rock on, my friend.
Rock on, Tom.
Rock on.
You guys do the same. Thank you.
There you go. All right. Are we ready there, Mr. John? All right, Tom Friedrich, Next Red Light. We'll be right back.
Stars never came out right, baby. What I said I never meant. Let me hold you tight till the morning light. I'm gonna turn.
Preaching band at the Cutting Room, New York City, 32nd Street. It's great if you take the train. You just walk up on the 7th Avenue and directly across the street.
There it is.
And boom, there you go. My guests tonight here, our guests are...
Blacklight Circle.
Blacklight Circle here on Rock On Radio. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And during that quick break that we had, or that 10-minute thing we had there with Tom Friedchen, Artie was kind enough to go into the Blacklight Circle vault and fish out three of their CDs, Mythical Creatures, Colors of Cats, and is that what it is, Luthlorien?
Luthlorien, yeah.
Right. I remember that from the first show when you guys came
out
with this.
That was the first
CD. 609-460-4673. If you want to wait until they are done performing the next couple of tunes and call in, they can be yours. And if you've won in the last 90 days, please allow somebody else a chance. So 609-460-4673. All right. What do you have for us there, Mr. Artie and Miss Karen?
We're going to do Profiteer. It's off of Colors of Cats, our second CD. And we're going to start it off like we do it live. So...
Karen just looked at you like, what are you talking about?
She made a
nice gesture to him.
She loves this.
I see.
All right, do it. This is so cool. I love the way she does this. Protest. Okay, do it. Okay, ready? All right.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want some? Somebody to love, wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love.
2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
auctioneer. Doesn't matter what you hear. Secrets are cold as ice or sneer. Behind the scenes you plot and scheme. Crazy king, you're so obscene. Now your heart's been bought and sold. Thoughts are black, your heart is cold. Broken trust, twisted lies. See the misery in your eyes. So tell lies to you, you fool. Broken glass reflects a glare. See your words, I'm not there. Backs on fire with your glare, don't care. Behind the scenes you plot and scheme. Crazy king, you're so obscene. You know your heart's been bought and sold. Your thoughts are black, your heart has come. You all sit sentinel. Is it intentional? You're so conventional. One dimensional. Woo!
Circle here on Rock On Radio.
But we got the drums up. The middle of the song. That was good. Good. All right. Keep that level.
All right. What is your next selection?
Do you want to do all that other thing instead of Masquerade?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All of that, everything.
Blacklight Circle tonight here on Rock On Radio. Live on air. Tom Cowan, I had a question for you, and I can't remember what it was. While they're setting up, but I don't know.
Okay.
You guys ready?
We're set.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Tidal flow carries me away, drifting among the moon and stars tonight. I know the undertow, devious squeeze play. Shades of gray, there is no black. White. it was in your way. I'm looking not to run aground this time. I know that even so, it's not a shadow play. Don't deny it, cause you know I'm right. I know all about everything. Make up the truth to suit your mind. I know all about everything. I just hope it turns out fine today.
Circle.
Checking.
All right. We have to go to break, John?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay. We have to go to break, and while Black Light Circle, while Artie and Karen make their way back over to the table, we'll be hearing a little more music from them shortly. But right now, we're going to take our last station break here to do whatever it is we do with that. And
don't forget to call in for the prize pack.
That's right. We want to give away the CDs, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Rock on.
Hi, I'm Ron Granberg, founder of Clearwater Investment Management, a fee-only and independent registered investment advisory. Clearwater does not sell its own investment products and receives no compensation to recommend any product. Our only incentive is to generate great returns for you. As Clearwater's founder, I have nearly 2 decades of experience, at first as a security analyst, later promoted to portfolio manager overseeing $40 billion, and ultimately became the head of portfolio management at a large financial institution. But Wall Street wasn't right for me, too impersonal. That's why I started my own company. I'm a chartered financial analyst, the most difficult to get and most respected credential on Wall Street. Our minimum is $100,000. Call today and find out about Clearwater's personalized service and institutional quality advice. Consultations are free, and unlike the stodgy Wall Street concerns, I can visit you at your business. Reach out to me at 609-248-6065 or ron@clearwaterinvest.com. I can't wait to make your portfolio the best it can be.
Would you like to host your own show on PANJ Radio?
For a limited time, we are offering potential hosts up to 3 minutes of revenue sharing on advertising that they solicit on their own show. That's immediately covering their monthly fee and has the upside potential to make you $200 a week as your audience grows. Your show can be about entertainment, sports, religion, politics, you name it. PANJ Radio broadcasts live out of Green Birdie Studios in Lambertville, New Jersey. We can record your show ahead of time or do it live. And we can take live phone calls, too. We can also travel to your place of business and record or go live with your radio show there. For more information, please contact Rob at PANJRadio.com or call 609-460-4550. We look forward to hearing from you on the air.
Back to Rock on Radio. Our guests this evening are Blacklight Circle, Artie and Karen. And during a break, we were talking.
Yes.
That you've got some upcoming gigs, and you're also going to be in New York City.
Yes, we're going to be in New York City a lot coming up. We got the.
Do you need Lancy. A passport for that?
Huh?
Do you need a passport for that?
Well, I prefer needing a passport to what you got to go through to, with
easy
the tunnel
pass,
and everything.
Right?
An easy holy.
Well, he made a cool point. He said he loves playing there. They love playing there because it's contained. You mm-hmm. know, because the community is right there, and people can walk to the shows and.
Yeah, and people come out to the shows, and people really—they're very receptive to
cool.
like we're playing acoustically at a. At the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that because people are more, you know, into the, you know, and just having a nice drink and not having their head blown off by volume and everything. And so, yeah, we just bring in a
We can do that too, but
right,
yeah,
cool.
we have to, it's the right club, you know, like Dingbats in Clifton. We have is our next gig, I think.
Dingbats?
Yeah, we're playing Dingbats on the 20th.
On the 20th.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's electric.
Mm-hmm. That's electric, yeah. Yes. That
All
is electric.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have somebody on the phone for you guys. Hello, welcome to Rock on Radio. Who is this?
Yeah, it's George again. You cut me off before.
No, George, we didn't.
George,
we thought you hung up on us, buddy.
Listen, I just want to be clear about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Estelle needs to be put back on the show immediately. A whole group of people who are waiting for her. Not just Kenny Siegel. I'm talking about other people.
George, you realize this is radio, right? You cannot see Estelle.
It doesn't matter. We can hear her.
All right, well, I hope Estelle is listening.
Coleman, I'm watching you.
Do you see what I get?
Yep.
There he goes. Now he's hanging up again.
I like George.
Oh, God almighty.
George is a fan.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
He calls
him last week, too.
George.
I'll take it.
All right. So there are your gigs that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about your gigs, and we've gotten your social media and websites out there, which are what again?
Blacklightcircle.com right off the bat. That has all our social media on it. Reverb Nation, of course. And if you're not on Reverb Nation, I mean, it's not just for bands. Anybody can join, and it's great because it's an incredible site for hearing new bands. And you can, you know, check out all these new bands from all over the world. I mean, they have bands from Russia, from Europe,
from
South America, everywhere. It's great. 4 million bands on there?
Something like that,
It's
yeah.
crazy. It's a huge site. I'm singing their praises here. But, yeah, they chart bands. You know, you can hear that. You can have your videos on there.
You can buy your CDs and merchandise.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they sell. Mm-hmm. They sell downloads and everything. It's
cool.
It's a up and coming
site.
Yeah,
it's www.reverbnation.com/blacklightcircleband1.
Oh, that's good.
The numeral one. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be us, or just put it in the search for Blacklight Circle, and we're on there.
Up, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And then of course Facebook and Twitter, and we're on, and Instagram, we're on there, and Tumblr, of course. You know, other we try to. You can spend my life doing social media. It feels that way sometimes. I spend more time doing social media than music, I think.
I think sometimes, yeah.
Yes.
Marianne, my little Cossack.
Yes. You want to speak Russian.
But yeah, Black Light Circle. I mean, even if you just Google the name Black Light Circle.
You had him right at Russia.
Yeah. Russia.
And we're the whole first page on Google that comes up. So you can see all of where we are, our videos and everything. YouTube. I didn't mention YouTube, of course, our YouTube channel. But just Google Black Light Circle, and that's all you need to do. We're on the first page. We come up.
Oh, there you go. See? Oh, great. Actually, with this green screen, and that's where they're performing, we could actually put them in Russia.
That's true. We can bring Moose and Squirrel.
Moose and Squirrel. That's right. I love it when Sophia comes on the show and Helen comes with her, because Helen and Sibeli are they're Russian.
Yes.
And when you hear Helen start to sometimes it's like I'm like, Helen, come on, say Moose and Squirrel for me.
The woman who does that voice just died last week.
What, Natasha?
No, Rocky, the squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a woman that did that voice. Yes. How about that? She had to be, what, close to 100?
I don't know, but she had a long career.
Wow. See? Oh, voiceovers.
Was it a profitable career?
People are still saying Moose and Squirrel. all right. Now that we know that we've got the Russians involved. So now you must tell me why you do not use a drummer.
Drummer.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, here's the thing. We've had drummers.
There's a thing.
We have had drummers. God knows we've had drummers. We tried with drummers. We tried so hard.
We did try.
But, with as much as we work and all the places that we play, somebody would have to be very dedicated and to keep up with our recording and our rehearsing.
I see where this is going.
We have not found. I mean, it's hard to find dedication these days.
Yeah, I know.
Well, a drummer.
I see where this is going, John. You know what this equates to? This equates to with all the places we play. There are small venues that don't pay diddly for a duo, and they don't want to split it three ways. I think that's what we're talking about here.
There you go. That's a trenchant point right there. Exactly. That's one thing. And then here's the other thing, too.
Okay, go ahead.
When we record, in order to record a drum set, and I could do it, but the mics, and then, you know, then you got to do this, the scratch track, and then he plays the scratch track, and then you could, it's just so drawn out and time consuming that it's just so much easier for me to program the Alesis SR18. And here's the other thing. We're not, I mean, our band is more about the song. We're not really like a technical metal band where we really need drums.
As a drummer, Artie, we feel that way about lead guitars too. So don't worry about it.
Well, no. You know, when they come out with we need a lead guitar machine. God knows we are going to come up with one of those too. We'll all be out of work pretty soon. It'll just be like these loops playing like Apple somewhere, and everyone will be sitting around like, "Who's doing this music? Where are they coming from? What
down
is just?"
See, you hurt his feelings, Artie.
We've gone through a couple of drummers.
Oh, man. You hurt the host's feelings. Now. I don't know what to expect from Danny.
It's over, Johnny. You're a guitar player too, Shalanda. Watch this.
Oh, I love drummers.
I know you do.
This room is great for recording drums. It's an excellent sound.
And you know what, John? Too, God knows.
They will never know.
They will never know. They will never know that sweet sound when you hit that snare and the ring goes through the town.
Well, he is programming very well. Who's ever programming the drums?
That's me. Expediency. It comes down to expediency. We're trying to do as much as we can and lay down and really, you know, go quick. And it's hard to, you know, drag somebody along unless they're, you know, and then they, you know, they feel like they need to write songs or something. And
uh-oh.
Then, oh, my
God.
I'm digging myself in deeper.
No, because Danny, you know.
It's going to take a lot of this green bottled water to fix this.
We got 2 sixes there.
Is that enough?
Would you like to audition?
Better enjoy this. We're not going to be on for a long time.
It might take more than that, Art. It might take more than two.
Would you like to audition?
No, I've already understood that I'm not welcome at Black Light Circle.
We would love that.
They would rather remain two-sided. Instead of a three-sided,
how about if they put your 8x10?
You really,
Danny? How about if they put your 8x10 photo on their drum machine when they play.
I want it right on. Go. I want it
but
on
you
Karen's
have to leave
amp,
the darts at
and
home.
I want it to face Artie. Nah, we. If you're just tuning in, this is Rock on Radio 609-460-4673. If you would like three copies of the Drumless Blacklight Circle, we will gladly give them to you.
You know, sad. Drummers do have names now. If you record in Logic, or of course in the new Garage Band, I mean, the damn drummers have names. They give them names. Kyle and
Logan.
Logan. you can have it. These are
that's because the names that you guys usually give us, like, hey, jerk, you're off tempo, are already taken. I poke fun, but you know what? It works. It works for you guys with a drum machine.
It does. Sounds great.
We're not that
technical. I mean, we're not like Yes or Rush or anything. We're like kind of like. I mean, Neil Young could have gotten away with a drum machine easily.
I'm done.
I mean, back in the day,
I'm out of here.
Especially you know, a guy like that too. He would have been like, so "I'm not dealing with this idiot."
Oh god,
Danny needs a cigar.
That's right.
This isn't getting resolved at all, is it? This isn't.
No, he just keeps digging himself deeper. You know, I tried to give him an out.
I'm famous
by telling him his craft is well done, Callan.
I don't know when to quit.
You're going to have to take a photo. You're going to have to take an album of me. Show the angry side. DM Cubed captures Coleman angry.
In his Hawaiian shirt.
I'm not as angry as George, apparently, who's just missing Estelle terribly for some reason.
Yeah, George misses Estelle.
You're telling you.
How come you think he misses her?
He keeps asking for her.
No, I know that, but how come you think he does in his own mind?
It's curious, George.
It's curious, curious. That's right.
I like George.
So, what's next for you guys? Other than the fact you're going to play another song or two for us?
Yeah, we'll do two
in the next couple minutes.
We got to finish this new CD. Yeah. You know, we really wanted to get it done by the end. We set goals and deadlines, and you know, the end of August. Who knows if we can like sequester ourselves long enough to actually get some substantial stuff done on it.
Yeah, that's what we're going. That's the goal is to get the next CD out, Magical Matches. We said before, we do have a one song released, Lost in Place from it.
What's with the title there, Karen?
Lost in Place?
Magical Matches.
Magical Matches. It sounds cool. Did you see the actual picture for the album cover? Is on our website. You can see it, but it's cool. It's like it's actually it's Karen's
my
hand holding a burning book of matches.
Oh, nice.
And just
very nice.
Magical Matches. It has like different connotations, and nobody else thought of it, hopefully. And so we just, you know, you try and think of cool-sounding stuff and make it
magical, right, exactly.
Artsy. And
did you set your nail polish on fire while you were doing it?
No, I didn't.
Well, no, I mean, you should have seen us trying to take the pictures. We were out in the middle of the road.
Yeah, 30 packs of matches, I would say.
In pitch blackness, trying to take these. And we got a lot of cool photographs. We had like 50 photographs we had to get the perfect one. And then process it through Photoshop and do all kinds of cool stuff in Illustrator with the title and the fonts and
nice.
And then we got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yeah, that's what we'll be doing, just focusing on the upcoming CD, trying to get that out released. And then we have a bunch of dates coming up at Dingbats, West End, Delancey, the Bitter End. I'm still waiting.
I love that room. Yeah. Love that. That and the Cutting Room in New York are my two favorite venues.
Yeah, and Roxy and Dukes next year.
This is where we're trying to get all this done with these stupid gigs. Just keep coming.
And just give us your contact information again for listeners so they can find your schedule.
Sure. We are at www.reverbnation.com/blacklightcircleband1. The numeral one.
Yeah.
And then
or
Facebook.
Or blacklightcircle.com.
Or just blacklightcircle.com. Yeah.
And that has our dates on it, too.
Yeah, it has
a dates page, events page on it.
Photos and all that kind of stuff. Yep. And then facebook.com/.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. And we always do an event for every show. So you're never out of the loop.
Yeah.
On Blacklight Circle on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Easy. That's the easiest way.
It is.
All right. Well, you guys want to get ready to play another.
Sure.
Another tune for us. Mm-hmm. And
while they get ready, can I say something?
Of course you can. Yeah, we have an event coming up.
Yes, we do.
And Shalanda has an event coming
up,
too.
That's what I want to talk
about. While
they're
getting ready.
Rich Shalanda and Flying Dreams. is going to have a worldwide premiere of their new video called Disconnected.
Is there a drummer?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And there's a trailer that is all over Facebook right now that we're posting. And the event will be Wednesday, August 9th, ooh, all day. The video premiere of Disconnected with Rich Shalanza. And it features Ron Beanstock on the guitars. And you have Kendall Scott on keys and guitar. And Jay Didimo on drums. And everybody will be there live, worldwide.
And premiere. Shot by our friend
Jay Petsko,
the same man who did
my DVD, Extreme Chakra Cleansing for Jay, a Supercharged Jay's
brilliant.
Life.
He's Jay's brilliant. He's a new filmmaker, and he's just getting I don't want to say compliments because that just seems like fluffy, but people in the industry are saying, wow, this is really pretty cool. So he has a...
he's got people taking notice.
He does, and it's a really good thing. So we're all very, very excited about it. We're loving to have Jay on board and like that.
Fantastic.
Really good. And if you just want to view the trailer, you can go to YouTube and look up Rich Shalanza Flying Dreams, or just go to Rich Shalanza's Facebook page.
And you, of course, have your Road to Success Volume 2 book that you wrote with Jack Canfield. You were a best-selling author.
Yes.
And your DVD, Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life. And we have a big event with the City of Angels coming up.
Yes, we do.
In about
that's
a
exciting.
Month.
That's very
next
exciting.
Month.
Yeah.
Yes, September 9th.
Mm-hmm. Meet and greet with the stars of the Health and Wellness Hour.
That's great.
And Rock on Radio, too.
And Rock on Radio, and all the people from City of Angels and Flying Dreams will be providing the musical entertainment that day.
Yes, live, big PA, so I hear, a nice concert-like atmosphere.
Yep.
And
be rocking Mercer County Park in West Windsor, New Jersey.
Yeah. Yes.
You come out, meet and greet Danny and I.
That's right.
Get an autograph from Danny.
That's right. Marianne wants a dunk tank. I say that she should open up a kissing booth.
We're still arguing about both of these.
So, you know.
I say dunk tank.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll provide.
The apples?
Are you going to go in?
No, you are.
Oh,
I was really careful. I was going to say I was going to provide the balls that they could hit, but then I realized what I'm saying. So
I don't get it. Provide the balls?
See?
LaToya?
Our musical guests are ready.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. All right. Are you ready there, Artie?
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys going to do for us?
I'm going to do something off the first CD called Looking Glass.
Oh, we're doing that first? Okay.
Yes, we are.
This is off of Lothlorien.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
2, 3, 4.
Protects a sea of green. Well, what did you expect from a misplaced libertine? Crows of light in the crooked trees. They mock the world below. Spirits you can't see. Thank you. saw a photograph. Used to make me laugh. I just wanna run. Not the only one. Don't turn away from me. Cause you disagree. Let's find some middle ground. Maybe I'll stick around. Don't you see, wanna be, back in that time and space of light and love and sound. Don't you see, wanna be, where's my return key for the space down there?
Light circle. Black light circle.
Yeah, that was a great guitar solo.
That was. All right, guys, come on back over because we got to wrap it up. We only got a couple minutes.
That was a long song, wasn't it?
Yeah, you guys played the, I don't know, it was kind of like Inagata De Vida. It's like 25 minutes long.
That was one of our longer ones.
Yeah. It works. You've got about 5 minutes left if you want to call for the Black Light Circle catalog. We've got Lothlorien, Mythical Creatures, and Colors of Cats,
609-460-4673.
Correct. See, you're starting to read my mind now.
I can, Dan. I can really read that mind. Get it out of the gutter. Dunk tank.
The dunk tank. Yeah, there you go.
A dunk tank at City of Angels?
That's what she wants. She wants
he
to put
wants
me in a
kissing
dunk tank.
Booth. He wants me in a kissing booth.
I would do both.
We need to make money.
Yeah.
Dunking me is not going to make money.
Well,
dunking her might make money, but dunking me is not going
to
make money.
No, I think that she's the one to be dunked.
Right.
Wow. do anything to see wet T-shirts, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
kind of.
That's what this is about.
certainly pay a bit for it.
Right.
If I can't get it for free, I'd pay for it.
See?
Oh, lovely.
Well, I could stand there and I could sell balls for like $5.
That's right.
See?
Two at a time.
Hey.
There you go.
Yeah. Get some.
Three would just be weird.
Right over the head.
No, you would, and it's a charity.
No, you missed it. I think it went over your
head. It's a possibility.
All right. So with this next album, with Magical Matches,
yeah, I like that,
what
man.
Kind
I like
of
that.
Sound are we going for there? I mean, you know.
More of a psychedelic sound, I think. That's where we're leaning towards a little bit.
Like that psychedelic. We're really, you know, there's such great stuff that was happening with the feeling and the psychedelic. But, and I don't want to like revisit it, but music kind of goes in cycles.
Well, you have that about you a bit anyway. You know, you have that kind of thing about you, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like the jam. I don't want to say we're a jam band. I hear the jam bands get a little bit extreme, whereas like there's no substance. They just get up there and like go on for like an hour on just like this crazy jam. So we try to structure it, you know, so it's coherent at least. Yeah. But you know, a little bit of the like the jam essence of like psychedelic and jamming out. Out, like, you know, back, like, you
Artie,
know, with
I
Zeppelin
heard a little
and,
bit of Black Sabbath in that last one, man.
Yeah, actually, it was Led Zeppelin. No, like, I actually did the solo.
Oh, he got it.
Heartbreaker.
See, someone recognized it. Hurrah.
I actually did the solo to Heartbreaker, only to, like, the band going. It wasn't, like,
very
you
close,
know.
Very close, too. If not, you could have nailed that solo.
What's the
it wasn't exact, because it had to fit in the song. If you did exact, it wouldn't really fit. But, yeah, that was very, the loose nice. Version
well,
of Heartbreaker.
What is the Black Sabbath one?
No, that's Iron Butterfly,
right? That's what I said when you first sat down.
You got that. Now,
I had that right
accidentally. The riff is close. The riff
it's
is close
but
to the Iron Butterfly,
exact.
But it is not that riff.
No, but there's a Sabbath tune that's it's off their, I think off their, what's it, their Witches album?
Like it you caught that too, the Iron Butterfly thing. Yeah, so it's like, I mean, there's great stuff that you can play off of these great bands from like the 60s and 70s.
Well, people love that because you could identify with an era that way. You know,
yeah,
so really cool.
and that was like the greatest music. Let's face it; it really was.
It
I mean, Zeppelin's as big as they ever were, if not bigger. They are, and the Stones are still, and like all that stuff is just it's not going anywhere. It's
no,
just
it was
incredible.
Time of great,
nothing
great
is
music,
topping that.
A lot of really good music.
Karen, who were your influences as a female artist?
Stevie Nicks.
Okay,
I listened to, when Rumors came out. It was 75, I think it was, or was it their first album? I don't remember. Yeah. I just sat on my grandfather's stereo cabinet and played Rumors over and over and over and over again on vinyl, you know. She was a huge influence and a little bit hard, but really my biggest musical influence was my grandfather. He was a multi-instrumentalist. He was really super talented guy. And what he did was he taught blind kids how to play musical instruments. It took a lot of patience.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, he played the banjo, the guitar, the drums, everything you could name, you know.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and he went around and did this as like, you know, a side thing. You know, I was very into music. Gave me my first guitar.
Wow, that's a big influence.
Yeah, huge influence. And he's long gone now, but yeah.
My kids will say about me, my grandfather played poker.
That's okay. Poker's cool.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, he was my, that is the big influence.
Well, nice. That's like your hero. That's
my grandfather. Yeah.
How about you, Artie?
Growing up, my main guy, Jimmy Page, of course, without a doubt.
And, I mean, hear it in his playing too.
The sun rises and sets on Jimmy Page. Okay, Steve Howe from Yes, love him. David Gilmour. I mean, all the classic monster guys of classic rock. Don Felder is another, and I had the opportunity to meet him. And I brought a guitar, and it was at NJ Pac Center, and he did not sign it.
Really?
Did not
really?
Sign it. I begged him. But no. Well, they don't sign guitars. But
Because they're afraid you're going to sell it. No, you're not going to sell it.
But yeah. He's one of my main guys. I love the Eagles.
You might make $500.
Oh, God forbid. He's worth $65 million. Right? Some poor slob's going to make $500.
That's my whole point. That's my whole point.
Unbelievable.
We have to actually, I was actually lucky enough that two separate occasions, Mr. Felder had myself and a couple other people in my entourage. Can I say that? Entourage?
Yes.
Yeah. To his dressing room, once in Atlantic City and once in, where the heck were we, Rich? Camden.
In Camden.
In Camden, yeah.
Susquehanna.
Were you able to talk to Steve Howe that day backstage?
Yeah, I did. I met him too, Steve Howe.
We Rich played Yestival there a few years ago.
Wow.
Cool.
With Renaissance. And
love Steve Howe.
You know, I was backstage with Volto, and I bumped into you back there, and Steve, they wouldn't let me through at first because Steve Howe and Chris Squire were being interviewed in that corner when you came in and turned. And I'm like, do they know who I am? Get out of the way. Danny Coleman. They're like, who?
You got a bunch of great interviews.
Give me a glass of water.
No. You had a bunch of great interviews that day.
Yeah, I did. I lucked out that day. Well, we got to wrap it up. It is time to go. We got about a minute or so, right? I got 8:59 and change here on my computer, John. What does your time say now that you got your glasses on?
It says it's time to go.
There you go. Well, M Cubed, you will be with Pat Foran at Music Fest.
Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
August 7th, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow night. And Rich, you have your big CD video release coming up.
Yes, Disconnected is a big movement that we're going to, you'll learn more about it. Go to Facebook. And Marianne, where do they go on Facebook?
They could go right to his page, Facebook/Rich Landa. His music page has all the details.
And you are the proprietor of Neos Zoe, the health and wellness center in Cranford. You are a massage therapist. You are a Reiki master, grandmaster Reiki. You do all kinds of Reiki stuff. What else are you? You are a dietitian. You are a
licensed massage therapist.
Yes.
Medical massage.
Yes.
Which, by the way, it's Massage Mania Month, so book your appointments now.
That's right. Neo Zoe in Cranford on Centennial Avenue in Cranford. And Artie and Karen, thank you so much for making the trip.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sound great.
Very cool. Thank you.
John, thank you, sir.
As good as always.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
And Danny, thank you.
Yes.
And thank you, Danny,
for the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And providing the platform.
You know, I put a silly post on Facebook yesterday because I was sitting home on Friday right after work. I got home from my day job. And I got home from, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden these bands start sending out invites for gigs that night and the next day. And I put a silly post on Facebook like, you know, if you actually want people to come see you, you really got to start advertising, you know, anywhere from several days to a week before, you know, because
at least
so that people know you're out there. You can't go to a club and say blah, 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 right? You know, that thing's gotten like over 150 likes and shares.
I bet.
All kind of, it was nothing but a silly, like, because, well.
No, he wasn't silly.
It's not
silly.
We have, actually, oh, that's right. We started late, so we're actually right on time right now. It's 7:01. And it's 9:01. Okay. Next week, coming in here, next week, I totally forget who we have coming.
It's 7:01 in the Midwest.
It is. You're right.
Thank you.
It's 6:01 only on the West Coast. We're good. Artie and Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your time really appreciate
and hanging
it. Thank
out
you,
with
Marian.
Us. And,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next week, or tomorrow night on One More with Danny Coleman, I have the Anderson Council coming in and sitting down with us. Talk about the Making Waves 30th Anniversary Concert Series as we do. So until next week, rock on!